partner agencies. And when we get the opportunity, we love to spread some of the amazing things that they're doing in our community.
Mm-hmm.
At this, you know, with the holidays coming up, we've got a couple different partner agencies who are doing some amazing things. Salvation Army is one of them. They will be hosting a community Thanksgiving meal tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 101 North Busey. It will be completely safe for all of the volunteers and the staff that will be giving out the meals, as well as those who come through. All the meals will be distributed in individual to-go containers. So everything will be completely safe. If you have a mask, you are encouraged to wear that when you pick it up. But then we also have another Thanksgiving meal through our partner, the Agape Mission of Bartlesville. Let's see, they will be doing theirs on Tuesday the 24th.
Today.
Today, from 11 a.m. to 1:45. You can come in. Those are also to go. You just give them your name. It's pretty similar to their usual process for meals, except this time it's got a little bit of a holiday twist to it. So we have some great options for those who don't know where their Thanksgiving meal is going to come from, or they don't know if they're going to be able to afford that for their family. The Salvation Army is open to everybody, and I believe that the Agape Mission is also open to everyone as well.
Well, that is really wonderful. So we're not having the sit-down meals due to COVID-19 concerns, but we're still getting some food out to the folks who really need it. That is really
correct.
Something else.
Yes, our partner agencies have been really great about kind of taking all of these curveballs thrown at us through COVID and just really trying to look at the bigger picture and say, how can we continue to help and how can we make this safe for our volunteers, for our staff, and for all those that come through? So they've done a really great job with kind of taking all those punches thrown at them and just rolling with it.
Well, that is amazing. We are talking once again with Katie Zahn from Bartlesville Regional United Way. Now, I understand our friends at the Salvation Army, we're hoping to have Veronica in today. But we're missing her today. I hope she's feeling okay. I know that we've got the red kettle season has begun, and I've already seen the kettle out.
Yes, so they have a lot of great locations. I think that they have actually a couple new locations this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which ones those are, but you'll see them at places like Hobby Lobby. I believe Atwoods is another one. Walmart's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll start hearing the jingle of the bell. And, you know, for me, it's always a great kind of indicator that Christmas is right around the corner.
Now, we also have the angel tree going on with everything, too, and we participate in that with our family. We just have fun doing it because,
yes.
You know, I got plenty of grandkids and everything else like that, but, you know, there's always room for a little bit more, as we say,
yes.
In our house, and we just love doing this.
Yeah, so we have made it a tradition this year with my family as well. We got several names from the tree. We're doing it with my family. We're doing it with my husband's family. We're just really trying to help people out this year by mm-hmm. doing this angel tree process. And it's so easy. You go into Walmart. There's a giant tree right by the main entrance. You just grab a name off of it. And it could be for any kid in the community. So really, you could help out so many kids by doing this. And you just, you know, you buy them gifts. You buy them things that they need, like clothes, coats, all that kind of stuff. And then I believe the return date for that, you have to have all of your gifts in, is on the 9th of December so that they have time to get that to the families. They will have those distributed to those that signed up for the angel tree on December 19th. And from what I'm understanding from Veronica, it's also going to be a very safe process. And they will have that same to-go process that they have for this Thanksgiving meal. So everything will be safe, mm-hmm. And you can feel confident that you're going to have a happy holiday.
Guess what? Veronica just popped in. Hello, how you doing?
Awesome.
Hi. We were just talking about the angel tree distribution coming up on the 19th. How are we doing as far as getting people matched up as far as taking our little angels?
It's going really well. It is still really early on. We
uh-huh.
have a deadline this year of December 9th.
Uh-huh.
And but already we've got a couple of rooms, spare rooms filled up. So
whoa, that's good.
They're going very, very well. Thank you.
Well, there you go. And we also just talked a little bit about the Thanksgiving meal that's coming up tomorrow. I imagine everybody's kind of been all hands on deck with that.
Absolutely. We expect to serve around 400, mm-hmm. I think, where we're going to be. And we also supply the Washington County Jail with some meals for their mm-hmm. inmates and employees.
And Katie, you know it's on the menu, don't you?
No. What's on the menu?
Smoked turkey from Dink's.
Smoked turkey from Dink's.
That's going to be a good meal.
Yes, indeed. And we want to thank Mr. Curt and everybody there at Dink's for being able to make that gift possible to everyone. That's not an easy process. If you've ever smoked meats of any kind, smoking a bird is a different thing altogether. So that is really, really good. We've got a lot of things going on with the Salvation Army. You recently did the coat drive, and that was a big success. But what else is coming up through the holidays besides Thanksgiving and the Red Kettle and the Tree? Got a few other things?
I hope not. I think that's it. The community meal, the bell ringers, which we're always accepting volunteers mm-hmm. for that. And then we've got the Angel Tree sorting process. They uh-huh. can call me if they'd like to volunteer for that as well. The Angel Tree distribution. And mm-hmm. goodness, I hope that's it for right now.
What's the phone number there that they can reach you there?
Our phone number is 918-336-6454.
Oh, wonderful. I understand that the United Way has been getting ready to kick off our Giving Tuesday with the 12 Days of Giving. And Katie, what could you tell us about that?
Yes. So Giving Tuesday starts on December 1st. And, as many other nonprofits have figured out that we have to go pretty virtual this year to get our fundraising dollars in. So we came up with this idea. We wanted to make something good out of 2020. So we are kicking off our 12 Days of Giving. And we have got 12 different couples, individuals from the community, some pretty well-known people in our community, have volunteered to do some videos for us to encourage those in our community to donate $20.20 to help make something good come out of 2020. So we're going to kick that campaign off December 1st, and it's going to run through December 16th.
Mm.
So definitely keep an eye on our social media and our website, and we are going to be, we're pretty excited to see what they come up with, and we're excited to share it with everybody.
And I understand Change for Change is going strong. In fact, that's going to go a little longer than usual. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, so we decided that we wanted to kind of cover this holiday season and give an extra way for people to donate. We wanted them to understand that every dollar counts, every penny counts. And, when we can just put in a handful of change, like, it can make a difference. So we're doing our Change for Change program that I think now we're up to 17 different businesses. Most of them are around downtown. And we've got change jars out there, so you can drop some change into the bucket at the register. This will run through January. We're thinking probably about the first week of January. So, we're covering Christmas, we're covering Thanksgiving. So if you see a bucket out there, please drop some change in there and just know that your donation is making a difference.
Very good. I want to get back to Veronica here real quick. As we're getting into the holiday season, Salvation Army is right there on Busey. Everyone knows where you are. But tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army and what we do here locally to help people to help themselves.
So we have a food pantry. We can, right now, with the USDA guidelines, we're able to serve each home once every month, which is an increase from once every 3 months. We also have bill pay and for past due utilities, so they can avoid service interruption, and also rent assistance that will help them avoid eviction. And that's what we're doing right now. And United Way is one of our, biggest sponsors and supporters of this.
Very good. So when you can give to the United Way, it also helps out Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
Well, wonderful. And I want to get back to Katie here. We've got holiday hours and contacts. Fill us in on the details here.
Yes. So Wednesday we will be working remotely, but Lisa is always, she always wants to be available for anybody that has any questions, that needs help. And a great way to get in contact with her is to email her. Her email is Lisa, L-I-S-A, at BartlesvilleUW.org. We will also be closed on Thursday and Friday so we can celebrate the holidays with our families.
All righty. And with Salvation Army, how can we find out more about Salvation Army? Do you have a Facebook page?
We do. It's Salvation Army, Bartlesville, and we're on the Facebook page. They can also call us at 918-336-6454, and we'll be happy to help them.
All right, folks, if you're feeling thankful and you want to share the joy, you can't pass up these two entities here, the United Way and Salvation Army, this holiday season. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having both of you on board today.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care and have a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving, both of you. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Several years ago, a group of young boys in Rome were exploring the catacombs which run beneath the city.